Hello?
This is the confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for getting connected eBay customer service. How can I help you?
I just got what's this all about? I don't recall ordering anything.
Your purchase Apple iTunes gift card, its amount will be $299.
I have not.
All right. Can you please confirm me, sir, apart from you, you're any family member. They are use your information. Do you have any idea?
No.
Okay. But I think, sir, you're doing in your normal work each and every day, like you check your email, Facebook, Instagram, watching videos, news, anything you are doing by your end. And that point of time, you receive lots of the advertisement from eBay shopping, Amazon shopping, something like that. And I believe you, how many, it is no.
No, I have not ordered anything.
I know
I
you would. First of all, you
I have not, I have not ordered anything for that price. I have no recollection of ordering anything. I do not order anything online. I go and buy it from a shop. I don't buy it online.
Okay, all right. You're doing online banking or online checking your email, something like that you're doing?
I do that, yes. I do check my email, yes.
Yes. And because it's an online subscription or anything like that. So I
no,
believe,
I don't. No, I don't have any online. I don't have any online subscription.
You don't
any,
have.
Nature.
You don't have online anything, but somebody else they are trying to misuse your information, and they are trying to purchase that. That's why you are facing that type of problem. So you want to
cancel it. Well, cancel it. Yes.
All right. So you be with me, sir, because it's an online cancellation. And without your help, I can't do anything. So, do you have any device with you right now? Like a cell phone, iPad, tablet, anything?
I've got a phone on my head. I've got a phone on my ear right now.
Alright, can you please put the phone on speaker?
Who are you, by the way?
My name is David, and I'm from eBay Customer Service. It's Melbourne, Victoria.
eBay Customer Service, okay.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Can you please put the phone on speaker first?
Yes, I'm on speaker now.
Alright, and after just try to look on your cell phone screen, you just check which phone it is. It's an Apple iPhone or it's an Android phone?
What does this matter? I did not order anything. Cancel it.
I told you, sir, you can't order anything, but somebody else, they are trying to use your information and create that.
I didn't, and I don't want any money coming out of my account, and I want it cancelled.
It is not a collusion, sir. Let me finish, then you can understand that. I told you lots of times, I know you don't do anything with eBay or anywhere, but some people use your personal details, and they are trying to create that account without your authorization, and they are purchased something like that. And it is not good for you. They already have your statement, each and everything. So that's why, in future, you're facing lots of the problems. Because they are trying to take your money with your account. That's why. And it is not good. So right now, we have just tried to do, we have blocked that and cancel each and every information to eBay department. That in future, nobody can touch your details and nobody can use it.
Good.
So that's why you be with me. And follow our instruction, then you are definitely blocked that.
Okay, what are the instructions?
Now, right now we need to do, just confirm me, you have an Android phone? It is an Android phone?
It is an Android phone, yes.
Alright, just try to do, go back to your homepage. Homepage means you can see in here all the apps, like your gallery, camera, contact, messages. Just try to go back to that page.
Yes.
Now you can Yes. Now you can see any option like a Play Store. Just try to check. It's option over there, Play Store.
What sort of option, sorry?
Play Store.
Oh, yes, I've got the... Oh. Play Store.
You got that?
I don't know if it's Play Store, but I've got some apps here.
It looks like a multicolor triangle. It's a Play Store.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Yes, I got it here. Yes, I found it.
Touch on that.
Touch on this.
And after touch on that Play Store, look on the very top of the screen. You can see that option, search for apps and games. You can see that option?
Search for apps.
Yeah, you can see that search option, search for apps and games. You can see that in the top.
I can see that, yes, I can see it, yes.
Yeah, just try to touch on that. Now, you type over there, all in lowercase, it's a single word. It's AnyDesk, AnyDesk, AnyDesk.
In the search for apps.
Yeah, touch on that search for apps, touch on that search bar,
yes.
And you type over there, AnyDesk, AnyDesk, AnyDesk. Now, after touch on search. Now, what do you can see?
Yes, done that.
Now, what option came up?
Remote desktop.
Yes, you can see that. Remote desktop. Touch on that remote desktop. AnyDesk remote desktop. Touch on that. And you can see that option will become up install. Just try to touch on
the
install.
Remote desktop, the remote desktop, I see that with the arrow.
Yeah, touch on that. AnyDesk remote desktop. You can see that AnyDesk remote desktop one.
Yes, I've got it now.
Touch on that option and install it.
I've got it. I've done it.
Yeah. And after install, you can see any option will become up like open, then you touch on open. Now it's open, sir?
I believe it is, yes.
Alright, you just try to touch on open. It's a green option, open come up.
No.
Or it is still installing. You already touched the install option. Yeah.
It's gone back to the original screen with the arrow on it.
Yeah, and what option over there? You tell me the option name, then I want to tell you what is the next step.
Well, I've got the different apps here. In the second line, it's got the similar app, and the third one in the line is a symbol like two arrows going towards each other, two remote desktop, an orange square with a circle in it.
You just press the back option. You have a back key. Just try to touch on back.
On back.
Yeah, just try to touch on back.
You've gone back to search for apps.
Touch on that search. Search for apps. Touch on it. And you type over there any desk once again. And after type any desk, look on the very bottom in your keyboard. It's the search logo. Touch on that search. And now check after the touch on search. Now, first option. Yeah, now first you confirm me what option you can see one by one. Tell me the name.
Look, at the top there's any desk, then just down from that there's any desk in my desktop, any desk, software, any MBA.
Any desk.
Then it goes down to a picture with a circle with an arrow with a
scroll. Okay, look on the very top. Look on the very top, any desk remote. You can see the very top, any desk remote. Touch on that any desk remote.
Yep, done that.
Now, after any desk touch on remote option, now you can see any option come up, any desk remote control or any option over there install. You can see that?
Yes, running uninstall, yes.
Uninstall or install? It is still option, tell me. Install or uninstall?
It says uninstall or update.
Update, touch on update.
Update or uninstall?
Yes. Touch on update.
Sorry, I've done that.
And after touch on update, now what option you can see?
Well, it's going through the slow circle.
All right, it is complete. All right, after it is complete, then you see any option will become a green option, open. Then you touch on open.
Open?
Yeah, touch on open, yes.
Touch on open, right, yeah. Done that.
Now, after touch on open, what do you can see?
Well, it's just got the suggested for you. We've got different apps. The different apps beneath the suggested for you line. There are more apps to try.
Any another option? Okay. Or next? Any
it has
option
open or uninstall. It has open or uninstall.
Open. Touch on open.
Okay. Done that.
And after touch on open, now what you can see?
It says a privacy statement.
Yeah, click on OK.
Okay.
And after click on OK.
Available.
Yeah, plugin. Touch on plugin available. Touch on it.
Don't want OK.
Okay, click on OK. Yeah, OK, click on OK.
I've done that.
And after touch on OK, what you can see?
In the community desk plugin, add one page.
All right. Touch on update once again. And after touch on update, what option you can see, sir?
Well, for any desk plugin, add one installing at the current moment.
Yes. Touch on install once again. Touch on install.
It says uninstall.
Now, you don't touch uninstall. Press the back key. Just try to touch on the back option one time. Just only one time, press the back. Now, after touch on back, what you can see, sir?
Oh, look, my phone. I pressed something. My phone's gone back to the original page. I haven't got time to muck around with this. You rang me. Just tell what you can do to cancel it at your end.
I want to do it, sir, by yourself.
I didn't order this
stuff. I already told you lots of times, sir. Keep your patience. Don't lose your patience. I know I want to already telling you what is the problem exactly.
Hey?
I already told you, sir. I know you don't do anything with eBay or anywhere, but without
your
authorization.
Let me first ask you, are you legitimate?
Of course, sir. I want to prove it myself. And I want to show you each and everything in front in your own eyes. Then you can understand that you're talking with eBay, not any XYZ company. So look on your cell phone screen, sir. What do you can see right now?
I'm back to the Sir Jeff Page. Again.
Yes.
I'm back on the plug-in activation on any desk. I pressed OK, you said, wasn't it?
Yeah, click on OK.
Yeah. OK. Now it says accessibility.
Accessibility, right.
It's got screen reader, visibility enhancements, blah, blah, blah. What do I do there?
Click on OK. Click on OK or any option over there.
There isn't an OK option.
OK, just try to touch on back option. Go back option just on time. Just go back to the first page. Just touch on the back.
Yeah, I've got it. Yeah, right, yeah. I've got that now.
Now, what do you think?
It's got the tutorial.
Tutorial. Touch on that tutorial. Yeah, touch on that tutorial. Right.
Touch on it.
Now, after touch on tutorial, what do you can see, sir?
It says connection status.
Yeah, your address. Can you see that option, your address? Touch on that blue blinking over there. Just try to touch on it.
Yeah, it's got the, your address here, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and you can see that 9-digit number over there. Just confirm me that number.
Okay. Yeah, 399-599.
Slowly tell me. Just 1 second. Give me a moment. It's
okay. 399. Yes. 599.
After 599.
577.
After 577, right?
Yeah, 399-599-577.
Okay. It is 399-599-577, right?
That's wrong. Yes, yes.
All right. Below of that number, sir. Below of that number, can you see that? It's a little option over there. Set password. You can see that. Set password.
Yes, I can.
Yeah, you just try to touch on that, say password.
Done that.
Yes, and after touch on say password. And after touch on, you can see the option over there, permission profile. Just check. You have an option, permission profile.
I see permissions here, yes.
Permission profile. Just check option, permission profile.
Profile.
Just scroll it down the page and check. It's permission profile.
Oh, right, yeah.
Touch on that permission profile.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah, and after touch on permission profile, just check after its last option, unattended access. Can you see that?
Yes, I can see that.
Touch on that unattended access. And after touch on unattended access, you have an option will become up, enable unattended access. And right inside, it is little square box. You can see that?
Yes, I can see that.
Yeah, touch on that box. And after touch on that box, it is asking password, right?
Yeah.
Now, just below, middle of that, it's a red bar. Just try to touch on that red line and type over there, all in lowercase, Apple. A-P-P-L-E, Apple, 121. Put that. Then click on OK. After put that password, A-P-P-L-E, Apple, 121. After Apple, 121.
Just say it again, please. When I push my button on the screen, nothing came up. And now it's starting to blink at me.
What do you can see in your screen?
Set password with the red line and the thing flashing now. So, what was the number? Give me the number again, please.
It's Apple. A-P-P-L-E, Apple, all in lowercase. All in lowercase, remember, all in lowercase. Apple, 121.
Yep. 121.
Yes. Then click on OK.
Done there.
And now after click on OK, just below of that is option close. Can you see that close? Click on close.
Close. Oh yeah. Yep.
Once again click on close below of the middle, very bottom. It's a close. Click on close. And go back to that page. Like you can see that number, your address. Just go back to that page. Now you can see that number.
No, I can't see that number.
Go back.
I'm on the security.
Yeah, touch on the, go back. Press the back
button. Arrow besides security.
Yeah, go back once again. Once again, touch on the arrow.
All right, yeah, I got the number. Yeah, buddy, yes, back up the number. Yes.
Yeah, back up the number. Now tell me the number once again.
399.
Yes.
599.
577. 577. All right.
Yeah.
And right now, because it's eBay, it's a secure server, so that's why our technician team, they are trying to send you the security warning with your cell phone. Then you can see our eBay logo come up in your screen, alright? And you have a one option, you receive one option over there. First option, I trust this call. And second option, you receive a start now option. Just try to check. You receive security warning because eBay is a secure server. So our technician, they are trying to send you the security generate code. That's why you are receive one option, start now. You need to touch on start now. All right? Just try to check. If you receive any option,
I've got a security warning.
Yeah, you just option start now. Touch on start now. Just check its option will be come up. Start now. Touch on start now.
No, I don't think I can. I don't want to. There's sensitive information being given and shared.
Look on the
top page. I don't know if you're legit.
Yeah, just try to check our eBay customer service logo in your screen. You touch on start now. Then you can see our eBay department logo come up in your screen. Just try to check. You touch on start now?
No, I won't. No, I won't. It says in here, exposing sensitive info during casting and recording.
Below of that.
Any guest can capture any sensitive information that is displayed on your full screen or played from your device, including sensitive information such as audio, passwords, payment info, photos, and messages.
So just try to check. Below of that, it's an option over there, little option. Start now. Just try to check.
I'm not starting anything. I'm canceling.
Yes, start now means you not cancel that service. You start now means you are connected with our eBay server first. Then our technician cancel it. Just try to check. You touch on start now, then you can see our logo come up in your screen. Our eBay customer service logo. It will be come up in your screen. Just try to touch on that start now. Just try to check. It's option over there. Start now. Touch on start now. Then you can see our official logo.
You're very hard to understand.
I told you lots of times, sir. It's an online cancellation. That's why you received that option. You need to touch on that start now. Then you can see our eBay customer service logo comes up your screen. Just try to touch on that start now. And after our technician, they are trying to cancel each and every information. And you can't facing any problem.
Yeah,
That is my promise
just
to you.
Cancel your end, not my end.
You doesn't start the...
Sir. Why can't you cancel the door end, not my end?
Because it is an online cancellation, and I told you lots of times, sir. It is not possible
you
without your permission and with...
You know where it came from.
First of all, sir,
I have no recollection at all of doing anything of this nature.
Sir, first of all, let me finish. Listen to me very carefully. I already told you, sir, we are trying to help you, sir. We are not trying to harm you. Because right now, somebody else already accessed your information and they are trying to misuse your personal details and they are trying to do it lots of the illegal stuff and it is not good for you. So that's why our technician, they are trying to send you the security firewall. Then in future, nobody can touch your phone and nobody can use it. That's why we are just trying to do it. So you need to just follow our instruction and connect it with our eBay server, our secure server. Then our technician provide you each and every information. Then you are easily blocked that. That's why, sir. You need to touch on start now. Then you can see our eBay customer service logo comes up in your screen. You need to just try to touch on that option. Start now. Start now means you are connected with eBay department, not any XYZ company.
Well, there's no start now on my screen anywhere.
What option you can see right now?
Well, I've got the red AnyDesk logo at the top, the red line.
Yes.
Connection established.
Yes.
Amazon Secure Server.
Not that. All right. Just give me a moment.
Now what do you see? It says AnyDesk, your address, and the 399-599-5007.
All right. All right. Now you don't do anything right now. You don't do anything. You just stay on that page. You just stay on that page right now.
Okay. Run go. What are you doing?
Yeah, now right now, I want to send you once again. Just try to check. You receive that option once again. And you receive
a security.
Yeah, I want to send you right now.
Security warning. I've got a security warning. You're about to grant full control of your device.
Now you receive that option. Start now. Just check. Just try to check. It's
exposing
option over there. Start now. Start now. Just check.
It says it's exposing sensitive info.
Just look on your screen. Start now. Right now you receive that option. Start now. Just try to touch on start now. You can see that option. Start now. Just check.
I can see start now, yes.
Touch on that. Start
now. I'm not confident.
Touch
I'm
on that. Start. Sir, why you don't confident? Just touch on start now. Then you can see our eBay department logo on your screen. Just try to touch
on
first.
Give me a moment.
Hello?
Hello? Yes, sir. Thanks for being on hold. This is Ron Davis. And can I just tell you, do you see any options called Start Now or there is Start Now?
Look, I want to talk to an Australian, please.
The thing is that, as you know, that this call has been recorded for the quality and training purpose. So that's why once you press on start now, it will be getting connected to the security server. All right. And then we will be able to just showing you each and everything from where those people are simply trying to misusing your information. So simply press on start now.
Look, I'm not confident that you're legitimate.
Yes, you can. Once you press on start now, you are going to see that you are going to get to the...
Can I speak to an Australian, please?
Absolutely, but right now we need to just transfer it to the different department, but this is my department.
I need to talk to an Australian, please.
How we can do that, sir? Because you need to understand that. First, we need to just go through from this procedure and then we can just connect this call.
I can't understand you, mate. I'm sorry. I need to talk to an Australian so I can understand what they're saying.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Sir, I'm telling you, why you don't touch on start now, otherwise I can't do anything. Because you need to touch on start now, then you are connected
well,
with
I'm
our
TDS
server. Why
I
you don't want to do what's the problem?
I
tell
am not
me.
Confident that you
but
are
why? What's the reason? So that is the biggest proof I am a genuine person or not. You touch on start now, then you can see our eBay customer service department logo comes up in your screen. And that is the biggest proof. You are talking with eBay, not any XYZ company. So that's why I'm told you lots of time. Just try to touch on start now. Then check, you receive that option. It's the eBay customer service. That's it.
Can you prove to me that you're from eBay?
Yes, you touch on start now, then you can see our logo come up in your screen. It's the eBay customer service. That is the biggest proof. You want to talk in with eBay. Just try to touch on start now first. After you check. Now what you can see?
It's always when it's at any desk again.
Yeah, look on the very top. What you can see in your screen?
Oh, okay. Connection established eBay secure server.
So that is the biggest proof. Yes. And you can see as our number, our secure server number, you just match it down, I want to tell you. It's a 731-842-789. Right?
Yes, it is. Yes.
That is our secure server number. So you need
okay.
to do, that is the biggest proof we are not doing any illegal stuff. Because that is our responsibility. We are protect our customer details. Because nobody can touch your details in future and nobody can get your information. So right now you need to do, press the home button and go back to your home page. Press the home button.
Oh, which one's the home button?
Look on the very bottom of your screen, it's a circle.
Oh,
just
okay.
To touch on
the bottom. Oh, right,
yes.
Gotcha. Right, yeah. I'm
now,
back home again.
Yeah, now you can see in here all the apps, like your gallery, camera, contact, messages, each and everything right now.
Yes, I can. Yeah.
All right, now stay on the line. Now, right now, sir, because it's all matter, it's about it'll be money. Like $299, it's not a small amount. And somebody charges something within your end. So that's why our accounts department, they are trying to provide you each and every information. And who doing that exactly, we are just track their location. Then we are catch that person red-handed physically and put them behind the bar. All right? Now, you stay on the line. And right now, I want to transfer this call to our accounts team, and they are trying to help you. Just stay on the line.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, yes, sir. This is Ron Davis once again. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes, I can.
All right. So you understand the whole scenario, what is going on?
Sorry, what's that again? You're very hard to understand.
Did you understand what my previous colleague was trying to explain to you?
Yes, the previous gentleman explained that to me, yes.
Yes.
For $299.
Correct.
There
are, yeah, there are two suspicious charges has been made from the eBay for $299.99. And another from the PayPal $199.99, all right? So first of all, what I'm going to do, I'm going to helping you to just simply showing you something, all right? You do one thing, you open the Play Store application first. Open the Play Store.
Sorry,
Open the Play Store. Now once you're on the Play Store, look at the top left hand side corner. Can you see the back arrow?
Yes, I can.
Yeah. Press the back arrow. Now, what
Google Play?
No, no. Yeah, next to Google Play, there will be the back arrow. Press that back arrow.
Press it. Okay, I've done that. Yes.
Now, once you press it, at the right-hand side top corner, can you see the first letter of your name has been written down? The first letter of your name. The first letter of your name. Can you see that?
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, yes.
Click on that.
Yes.
Now, I am just confirming you the details. You need to match it by your end, whether the details are correct or not, okay? Now, the account which is created under the name of Ian, and the last name will be Leitch, L-E-I-T-C-H.
Yes.
And this details has been registered on the eBay and the PayPal either. And the email which is used over there, it will be ianleitch@gmail.com. Is that your email?
That's right. Yes.
Yeah, these are the basic details which has been getting registered there, and these are the basic informations which has been misused. All right. So just give me a moment. So you need to understand, somebody has got your informations and they have just tried to misusing with your details. And day by day, all of your informations are being registered with the various platforms. Okay. And what will happen, your informations are getting exposed and somebody are using it into the various platform to just try to register your details and try to do some illegal activities with it. Understand?
Yes.
And we have found that your IP location, suppose you are using your mobile phone from Australia, but what happened? Somebody has just simply converted your IP from Australia to somewhere else so that nobody can detect them, right? And that's why your IP location is currently showing us Mountain View, California, which is in US. You understand my point?
Yes, I do, yeah, yes.
Yeah. So what we need to do, we need to just simply cancel that payment and we need to just simply check each and everything.
Right.
So go to your home screen, press your home button. Now once you go to your home screen,
yes,
once you go to your home screen, first of all, what you need to do, you need to just go ahead and log into your online banking from the mobile phone. And just check in the last 3 or 4 days, do you see any suspicious transactions or any unwanted amount which is charged from your account? And please confirm it to me. And please do it from the mobile phone.
Can you see that from your end?
No, no, no. You are connected to the security server, not any individual, sir. All right. Once you get logged into your account, and once you see all of your accounts, just do let me know. Have you just logged in?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Now you just simply check. My name is Harry. If you notify any suspicious transactions, just do let me know. Because the thing is that... Good, very good. Now, the first thing is that the two transactions which we have just simply put it on hold, we put the red flag onto that transaction, understand? Because if we are going to release that, it will be very harmful to you because they are just attacking your information, all right? And I'm just want to confirming you the account details which is getting compromised. So you need to just check it from your end. Like, do you have any account ending with 6521 or 9120? Like, do you have any account ending with 6521 9120?
I do. Yes, I do.
Yeah, you do. Yep. So the charges has been made from both the accounts, right? And that's why we put the red flag onto that account and onto that amount either, all right? So first you log out from your account. And the very suspicious things which I have just tried to identify that we have got a notification. Can you just tell me, have anybody called you and guide you to just simply registered any application known as bitcoin.com like that?
What dot com, sorry?
Bitcoin.com, anything like that?
Oh.
Yeah?
I had that last year. I had a Bitcoin.
Who told you to download that Bitcoin.com? Like, you do it by your own, you verify the account by your own? Or somebody has told you to download that Bitcoin.com or anything like that?
Somebody did ring me like this to do it.
And he just told you to just simply done with the Bitcoin.com?
Yes.
Okay, okay. Okay, you just...
Several months ago now, but...
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, can you just log out from your account first? You just log out from your account.
Less than 5,000. Like, do you have any rough idea? Like 4,000.
Because
I'll just check the 9120 account here.
Okay. Bullrag.
How much was that for again? What was the figure again?
That two transaction you are not able to see on the statement because we have not released that. I'm not talking about $299 or $199 from the PayPal or the eBay. I'm talking about any other transactions apart from that two. Do you see any suspicious transactions?
No, I don't. No, nothing. Nothing major. No.
Okay. So you just log out from your account first. You log out from your account. I need to explain you something. All right. You just log out from your account.
Well, I'll log off then. I'm on the account.
Log off
now.
No. Go to your accounts. Go to your accounts where you see all of your balance, each and everything.
Yes.
Now, I just want to explain you something, sir. The most important thing which I have got the notice from my team, it will be from the head office, that there will be an account onto which we have just found there are 6 to 7 foreign IP address connected. It is the account ending with 7269. Do you have any account ending with 7269?
Yes, I do.
Yes. Now, the thing is that onto that 7269, there are 6 to 7 fraudsters, all right? Now, what they have just done, they have tried to steal the information from that account and they have located onto that account. And we need to do some strategic moves so that we can just help them to just block them completely. So once we just simply catch them, we can just put them behind the bars and get their actual locations. Understand my point?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Yeah. So what do you need to do, sir? Because we have just selected, I just want to ask you one to just confirm one important thing. Like, from which account your debit card is connected? It is connected to your 6521 or it is connected to your 9120?
Oh, look, you don't need to know these details. Why are you asking me?
No. You are not giving me any details. I'm just asking you from which account the card is linked so that we can start the security onto that account and we can protect the card, each and everything. You are not giving me any of the details. I'm verifying you all the details from my own end to protect your account, protect each and everything. This is not about the false. This is about your information, which has been going to be misused. You need to understand that, sir.
Well, I hope that you're going to misuse the information I give you. That's my biggest
concern. No. Which, do I have asked you any of your information? Give me your information like that. I have not asked you any of your details. I am verifying your details from my own end. You need to understand that, sir. Okay, because the thing is that, let me tell you, what you can see right now onto your account, just do let me know. Just tell me what you can see right now onto the account. What you can see on the account, sir, just tell me so that I can help you.
Oh.
What gets you confused? Tell me, sir, so that I can help you.
I'm looking at the account that you asked me to look at. And I haven't seen anything suspicious as yet.
I am not about the transactions. I have told you that those people are trying to stealing the information from your account ending with 7269. I'm not telling you to check their statements. They have steal your information, not the funds. Try to understand that.
Alrighty, okay.
Okay. So go to your normal accounts. Go to your accounts where you see all of your accounts. Now
that's
please
where
try
I am
to
now.
Okay.
That's where
look
I am.
The, okay, look at the left hand side top corner. There will be the back arrow. Press on the back arrow. Left hand side top corner.
Hello.
Do you see any back arrow?
Yes.
Okay. Now try to listen to me properly. Now we need to select one account onto which we need to protect the funds. All right. Because we need to protect your 7269, your 6521 and your 9120 account, which has been getting compromised. But the 7 hackers are located onto your 7269 account. You understand?
Yes.
Yeah. So first of all, what I am going to do, I am just going to help you to just cancelling all the things for you. Now, first of all, what I am going to do, sir, I am going to cancel that charges which is the 299.99 and 199.99 from the eBay and from the PayPal. Understand? So in
yes.
the meantime, I'll guide you to generate the cancellation code, which is known as cardless code. Once it will be generated, you need to write the code in a piece of paper. All right, I'll guide you. Now look at the very bottom. Do you see any option call over there, pay like that, pay? At the very bottom.
Yeah, what option?
Pay, P-A-Y, just next to the accounts, any options called pay?
Yes, I do.
Click on that.
Yes.
Now, once you click on that, there will be any options coming up called cardless cash and deposit, anything like that?
Yes.
Click on that. And then what came up, please do let me know so that I can guide you. What
yes,
options are coming up?
What
are the options you can see there?
Cardless cash.
Yeah, click on cardless cash. Yeah, click on cardless cash. Click on that.
Yep.
Now wait for a second. Now, can you see at the bottom something like the arrow?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, press the arrow 2 or 3 times. Press the arrow 2 or 3 times. So that you will get to see any options called okay, got it, like that.
Yes, got that one.
Press on okay, got it.
Withdraw the cash within 30 minutes before it's returned to your account.
Correct, because they have just trying to join it and we are just generating the cancellation code so that we can canceling it, okay? So once the code will be visible, you need to write it down and it will be cancel within 30 minutes.
Do I press the OK, got it?
Yeah, press on. Yeah, okay, got it. Press on OK, got it.
You're right.
Now, do you see any options? First, the account from where the amount is getting charged, which is ending with 6521. Can you see it is selected like that? It already has selected. Now, put the amount. Can you see the amount? Put the amount. Because there are two charges, 299.99 and 199.99. Overall, it will be 500, all right? Click on the amount. There will be an option called amount. Now, did you click on that? Did you click on that?
It says choose the amount.
Yeah. You need to select the code for the 500 cancellation. Scroll down and select it for 500. There will be a scrolling button will be coming up. Like 20, 40, 60, it is showing you. Select it. Just scroll it little bit down and then it will be showing you 500 will be coming up. Scroll it down little bit, the figures.
Yep.
So look, select 500 over there. Select 500.
Why 500? That's only 299, is it?
No, there are two charges I have told you, 299.99 and 199.99. So overall it will be 500, which has been done. So we need to cancel that. So we need to generate that code. Okay.
Well, come on, 500.
Now press on set or continue. There will be an option coming up, set or continue like that. Press on that.
Press the 500. What do I do now?
Set. Press on set. S-E-T. Can you see the options called set? Yeah, press on set.
Yes,
now
then
the amount. Now can you see enter description? Give a click on enter description.
Yes.
Yeah. Because they have used shop, you need to type over there shop, S-H-O-P shop. They have used the online shopping, so you need to type over there shop to just generate the cancellation code for the online shopping. Type it over there, S-H-O-P, shop.
H-O-P.
Now click on confirm, there will be, any option will call confirm. Just below that, do you see any option called confirm or next like that? Just below the shop.
No.
Just below the shop, there will be a yellow box. Next or continue. Press on. Press on next. Press next and then press confirm. Press on confirm and it will be just helping you to generate the code. Press on confirm.
It says withdraw $500 from complete access to be collected at an ATM.
Because they have already tried to do that. That's why we are generating the code. Press on confirm and you will going to see the C codes will be coming up. Press on confirm. Once you see C codes, can you see any options coming up, C codes like that?
Yes.
Press on C codes. Press on C codes. It will be coming up like the codes. Click on home. Go to your home. At the left hand bottom, there will be a home. Press on home. There will be an option called home at the bottom, sir. Left hand bottom corner, home. Press on that.
On the home.
Home one. Press on home, and then you see the code. Can you see the code has been coming up? So please write down the code in a piece of paper. Write down the code in a piece of paper. And once you write it down, please do let me know. Then you need to log off from your account.
Okay.
Yeah. Now please press on log off. Press on log off because we have just generated the security code, cancellation code. Press on the log off. Log off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Press on
OK. Press on OK. Now go to your home screen, sir. Go to your home screen. Close that application. Close that Commonwealth application and open the fresh Google page. Close that application. Close it. Now do one thing.
Okay.
First you open the settings. The settings application. Yeah, open that. Settings application of your mobile phone, sir.
What settings? What's the phone settings?
Yeah, the phone settings. The phone settings.
Your audio.
What you can see on the settings, tell me. Take your time. There will be a settings application onto your mobile phone. Yeah. Open the settings.
I've opened the settings.
What you can see right now? Tell me. What you can see right now?
Search apps and web.
Click on that. Yeah. Click on that. Search apps and web. Click on that.
Yeah,
and type settings. Settings. SETTING. Settings. Now, can you see at the bottom any settings application coming up? Any settings application? Any icons do you see like settings?
Yes, I've got settings. The software update is available. Connections, so on.
Okay. Lovely. Now,
there's a queue with that circle with my initial on it.
Okay, now scroll down. You need to scroll down the page. Scroll down, go to the bottom. There will be an option called accessibility. Scroll it down. Look for accessibility.
Yeah, I've got the accessibility, yeah.
Click on accessibility. Press on accessibility. Press on that.
Voice assistant, mono audio.
Yeah, correct. Click on that. There will be a security is off. We need to turn it on. Now look at the bottom. Can you see something called installed services? Any option called installed services? Click on that.
Yes.
Installed services. Click on that.
Yes.
Yeah. And there will be an option called any desk control service 81. Do you see any option called any desk control? Yeah. Click on that. Now there will be a switch button at the right hand corner. There will be a switch button. Turn it on so that the security will be enabled. Turn it on. And this is the option called allow or accept anything like that.
Yes, it's on.
Okay. Lovely. Now give a click on the back arrow. Give a click on the back arrow.
And near the AGS control service.
Yeah. There will be a back arrow. Again press on the back arrow at the top.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, again press it.
Done that.
One more time.
I'm on the installed services page now.
Press on back arrow on that installed services. Press on back arrow.
Yes.
Now, do you see anything called accessible? Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Now, just give me a moment. Yeah, just next to the accessibility, there will be the back arrow. Press on the back arrow. At the top, there will be the back arrow.
Near the accessibility.
Yeah, press on the back arrow.
Yeah, done that.
Yeah, now go scroll the page to the top. There will be something called display. Scroll the page to the top. Go to the top.
Yeah, I went to the top, yes.
Yeah, scroll the page to the top. Scroll it to the top.
Well, you're right. Yes, I come scrolling it.
Yeah, you need to go to the top, sir. Go to the top. Look for display. Go to the top. It will be coming up like display. Do you see any display?
Display. Yes, I've got that display.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Click on display. Click on display.
Yes.
And can you see something called a screen timeout? Screen timeout.
Yes.
Click on that. Screen timeout. And
yes.
There will be any options called 30 minutes so that the phones will be coming up and the security will be enabled for 30 minutes. Now press the home button. Press the home. Yeah.
Yes.
Press the home button. Press the home button.
The home button again.
Yeah. Press the home button now.
Okay.
Now,
got it. Yes.
Yeah. Now what you need to do? You need to just simply open that Bitcoin.com, which somebody has told you, because you need to just cancel the platform either. Open the Bitcoin.com. There will be the application called Bitcoin.com.
Bitcoin.com.
Yeah.
In amongst the app, what do you mean?
Yeah. The app which you have on your mobile phone, like Bitcoin.com, open that.
Oh, yeah. I've got the yes, okay. Yep,
yeah.
I've got Bitcoin, yes. I've just pressed
now,
it. I'm on there now.
Yeah. Now, what we need to do, we need to protect your account, each and everything, so that we can help you to just simply protect your identity and protect your accounts and protect your card. And we can just, after canceling those funds, we can just refund the funds inside your account. Understand my point?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. So, first of all, I want to just show you something. You press the home button. You log into your Commonwealth. Let me just show you something, sir. You just press the home button.
Yes, I press the home button.
And log into your Commonwealth first. Log into your Commonwealth account. I want to show you something.
Yes, I'm in the Commonwealth thing.
Yeah, go to your accounts. Now, once you log into your account, let me just show you something, because that amount has already used by those people which we have cancelled, alright? So that is the reason the amount has been hidden and it will be transferred to your account within 30 minutes once we cancel each and everything. You understand my point?
Yes, I do.
So that's why I'm asking you, because we need to transfer the funds onto your account. First, you need to tell me onto which account your debit card is connected, sir. It is connected to your 6521 account or it is connected to your 9120 account? Yeah? So
neither,
that
neither,
we can just...
Neither.
Yeah. Neither?
It's connected to neither. It's an account on its own.
No. The debit card, the ATM card which you're using. Suppose you withdraw the funds from the ATM. From which account the amount is coming up? From which account the debit card is connected? Yeah.
The Smart Access.
The Smart Access. It will be coming up
9120.
That is the thing. Yeah. So what we need to do, we need to protect your account, protect your Smart Access, protect your 6521 account, and protect your 7269. Okay. Now you need to listen to me very, very properly. The account which is ending with 7269, there are 7 hackers are located. Okay. So what we need to do, we have started the security onto your 9120 account. So suppose some of the funds, if you're going to move from your 7269 to your 9120 account, what will happen? The hackers will coming from your 7269 and try to get inside that 9120 because you're moving your funds onto your own account. And at the same point of time, we will get those hackers' location while they are entering into our security zone. Understand my point? Are you getting my point, sir?
It sounds a bit risky to me, but...
No, you are just... Why it sounds risky? I'm not telling you you're transferring the phone... No.
There's nothing obvious that money has moved. I mean...
Let me just show you. Click on the complete...
Wait.
You just told me that nothing will be... Nothing will be coming... coming out. You just told me nothing will be coming out. Click on the complete access. Click on your complete access.
Yes, I've got it. I'm there.
Because we have just cancelled that 500. Can you see that 500 has been taken out? Can you see that? Because those people has already taken out the 500 from the account, which we have cancelled. And that's why we need to refund it to you. Understand?
Yeah.
Yes. So that's why there are certain charges inside your account which we need to cancel. So you need to cooperate with me, sir. I am just telling you to move your funds into your own account, not any individual. I'm not telling you to sending it to me or to, that is the reason.
Okay.
So click on the click on the back arrow, left and top back arrow, just next to the, now you need to move your funds from your 7269 to your 9120. Click on pay at the bottom. Click on pay at the bottom.
Yep.
And there will be an option called transfer between accounts. Give a click on transfer between accounts.
Yes.
Now, first you see, can you see at the top there will be from. Onto that from, select your Gold Saver, that 7269 account. Select your Gold Saver account.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, what you need to do, and in the next one, do you see your Smart Access is already selected?
Yes.
Yeah. So click on the amount. Click on the amount.
Yes.
First you move your some of the funds. Suppose you have onto your account 60,000, so you need to move 50% of that, not the whole amount. This is for distracting those people. So suppose you have 60,000, you need to move 30,000 the same way. So you just select a random amount, 25,000. Select 25,000 there.
Oh, come on.
You are just moving it onto your own account, sir. I have told you. Because once you move the funds, the people are coming up from your Gold Saver and try to get inside your Smart Access. And then we can just simply block them.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. So put the amount and just tell me what you can see now. And just tell me what is the amount you're just moving, sir. What is the amount you're just moving?
I made it 5,000.
No, because there will be some rules and regulations we need to maintain because we have just started the security seal. That's why you need to use the 50%, at least 50%. All right. So don't get to be worried about anything because you are just moving it onto your own phone, sir, onto your own account. Okay. Select 25,000, try to understand, select it, and you will going to see that your funds are onto your account. Nothing will going anywhere, okay? You understand?
I'll just show you
why I'm just telling you. First, to do that, I'm just going to show you what is happening, why I've just told you.
Why won't they move on 5,000 rather than 25?
Because the thing is that if you throw small food onto the river, the big fishes are not going to be attracted. So for catching those
fishes... They were attracted to the $500.
Because there will be the limit. Suppose you have 1 lakh onto your account and you are going to move just only 5,000, they are not going to be distracted. That is the thing. That's why I have told you to move 50%, not the whole amount. Make it for 25,000.
I'll make it 10,000.
Sir, if think like that. If somebody wants to get your funds, they can just steal all of the things. You need to understand that we are just helping you to protecting it. Or make it 20,000. Make it at least 20,000 over there. Now, what you can see, once you're done, just do let me know. And do you see any option called enter description?
Yes.
Type in their self, S-E-L-F, because this is your own account. Type in their self. Now go to the bottom,
Yep.
And do you see any option called pay now or transfer now like that?
Yes.
Transfer press on that. Transfer now. Now what has been coming up? Now what has been coming up? Okay, yeah.
There we go.
Now is it okay. Okay, now it's done. So go to your account, press on the back arrow at the top and check. Do you see the funds has been coming up onto your smart access? Try to check. Click on the back arrow. Click on the back arrow, which is at the left-hand side top corner.
Gotcha.
Now, is the funds has been coming up? Lovely. Now, you just log out from your account. Log out from your account. Log off.
Okay.
Or you, once you log out from your account, do let me know. Now, do one thing. Open the Google, sir. Open the Google page. I want to just simply show you something.
Google. Yes, I'm on Google.
Yeah. Yeah. And just give me a moment, sir. Give me a moment. Now, once you open the Google, I just want to show you why I have told you to move each and everything. Now, click on the search. Click on the search.
Yes.
And type in there W for whiskey, letter W.
What word again?
W. It's W for whiskey.
Yeah.
The number 3.
W3.
Yeah. Then C for Charlie, letter C.
Yes.
Now, do you see any options coming up? W3C validator? Anything coming up?
W3C validator?
Click on W3C validator. W3C validator.
Yeah, got that.
No, you have done the wrong thing, I guess. You need to click on the Okay, wait. Where you see at the top W3C, just next to that W3C, do you see just below that W3C validator? Validator. Do you see that?
Yes.
Click on. Yeah, click on that. Click on that.
Done that.
Now, do you see the very first option, W3C Markup Validation Service? Do you see that?
Yes.
Click on that. Now, let me make you understand the W3C Markup Validation Service is a platform which has been designed by the Anti-Fraud Department so that every people can check their online activities, either their card, either their personal information, or either their banking or personal things will be protected or not. Or if you can see any errors and warnings messages, that means it has been getting compromised. So can you see in the middle address and white panel? Like any address and white panel?
Yeah, that's a very tough, isn't it?
Can you see the white panel where the cursor is blinking? Open that Google page. Now zoom out a little bit. Okay.
I'm going to reduce it in size again. Here we go.
Okay. Now do you see address and white panel?
Yes.
Address means not your personal address. Address means the web address. So you need to first check whether the securities of the Commonwealth is secured or not. The website is secured or not. Type in over there, www3w.
It's so small.
Zoom in that page a little bit. Zoom in that page. And type in there www from the keyboard. Type all in the lowercase www.
Okay. W.
Yeah.
W,
then put a dot, put a full stop.
Yes.
Type there commonwealthbank.com.au.
So www.commonwealthbank.
Yeah, commonwealthbank.com.au, the website of the Commonwealth, the official website.
Commonwealth
Bank, BANK Bank.
So do I need a space or to resolve one word?
No. You did not need to put any space. Put it in the whole one, single one.
Okay. www.com.
Dot. Put a dot.
Dot. Yep.
Then com.
All good eyes. Dot com, yes.
Dot, put a dot, then AU.
AU.
Now click on check. Press on check. Once you click on check, if you receive any errors and warnings messages, that simply means your banking secure. Can you see? Checking if the site's connection is secure or not. It is showing you secure. Connection is secure. That means you're connected to the security server. Okay. Now what has came up?
Checking if the site connection is secure. Verify you are human.
Yeah. Can you see connection is secure? Because you are connected.
Again.
Yeah. You are connected to the security server. Now scroll down the page. Do you see something called info, errors, info like that?
Scroll down the page. Yeah. Info, error, yes, I see that.
Now scroll down, go to the bottom, check how many of them you can see. Can you see serial number 1, 2, 3, 4 like that? So just confirm me how many you can see, info or errors altogether.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 30, 31, 32, 33.
There will be the serial number. There will be the serial number at the left side. You can see that. 35, 38, 40, 41, like that. Go to the extreme bottom and, go to the extreme bottom and tell me the last number. How many of them? So you understand why I have told you to move the phone. The thing is that 96 times somebody is trying to stealing your information, and that's why your card, your account is not protected, and that's why the security is needed. You understand?
Oh, I do now. Yes, I do.
Yes, and there will be a possibility your basic information is not weather protected. So you press the home button, sir. You press the home button.
Oh,
press the home button. That square button from the the square button from the bottom.
The arrow or the arrow?
Square. Not the arrow, the home, the square button. Go to your home screen. Just left to the arrow at the very bottom, middle bottom, there will be a circle button or a square button. Now this time you have understood. So you have understood the things. What is the reason behind of the security? Did you understand?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Yeah. So first of all, we need to put the security onto your debit card, which is connected to the Smart Access account, and then you are going to validate your debit card, and you are going to see that more than 50 times those people are trying to stealing the debit card information either. So what you need to do? Are you handy with the debit card right now?
Yes, I am.
So what you need to do, you need to simply take a clear picture of the debit card by your own end. You did not need to tell me anything over the phone, so that we can start the sensor and we can start the security. Okay? And then I'll let you know to delete the picture. Okay? Now please open up the camera first. You open up the camera. First you open up the camera. And remember one thing, once you're going to take the picture of the front side of the card, remember four corners needs to be visible. Then it will be going to be scanned completely. Otherwise, it will not recognize. The details are not going to be recognized. So you open up the camera first.
Yes, I've done that.
Okay. And put the card on the solid table. And remember, all the four corners needs to be visible.
Yep.
And the picture needs to be coming clear. All right?
Yep.
Okay. So take the clear picture of the card. Take the clear picture. Once you take the clear picture, please do let me know. You take the clear picture. Now flip your card. Yeah. Now flip your card. Flip your card.
Yes.
Yeah. Now once you flip your card, the same way you need to take the clear picture of that, so that we can just start the sensor. All right? So once you take the picture, go to your home screen. Go to your home screen.
Yep.
Now congratulations, we have start the sensor. Now you can just simply delete the picture from your mobile phone, the card pictures. Delete it from your gallery.
Okay.
Yeah, delete it from the gallery. Okay. Now once you're done, just give me a moment. Let me start the sensor onto your mobile phone. The sensor security, okay? Just do not touch anything. The sensor will be coming up automatically. It will be coming up automatically by the server. Now do you see any sensor option? Any sensor?
Yes.
Press on sensor. Press on sensor.
Oh, sensor, Roddy, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, can you see the phone is vibrating? The sensor security has been started?
Yes.
Yeah. So, that is the thing. Now, once we started the sensor has been active and it will be just deceiving the people, deceiving the IP address from where the hackers are trying to misusing your information. Okay. So, I just simply want to just simply show you something. You open up the Google. You open up the Google.
Yes.
Now, there will be the other charges we need to just cancel, all right? So, there will be a possibility you are going to receive a bogus messages for canceling it. So, nothing to be worried about. Now, wait for a second. Do not do anything. Just wait for a second. Let the server will help you, all right? Let the server will help you to just simply deceive the hacker's location and the scanner for you. Just give me a moment. Now, wait. Now, once you see any scanning will be coming up, you are going to receive the picture of the hackers very shortly in front of you. All right. Now, just give me a moment. Now, can you see I will use it responsibly? Can you see that?
Yes. Yes.
Click on that. Click on that. I will use it responsibly. Click on that. Press on that.
I'm pressing.
Nothing happens?
No.
Okay. Just wait one second. Oh, wait. It will be coming up sometime due to the glitch of the server. Now, can you see the security level 6 clearance required? We have started the security seal and your data will be locked. We have just locked the data so that nothing will be going on. So just give me a moment. Let me just check. And let me just help you. Now, we are just initiating the security to the server. So, let the scanning is going on. Now, can you see the server is scanning?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, the security scanning is going on. Can you see IP traced? We have found one IP. Yeah,
yes.
The security is running. So, leave as it is. Let me just help you. And what we need to do, sir, now the thing is that, let me just check, okay? And please give me a moment. If you, in the meantime, we are detecting those people, we are just tracing their locations. In the meantime, if you want, you can take a glass of water for you, because I also need a glass of water for myself. So if I put you on hold, and please do not touch the mobile phone. The security is running, okay?
Okay, no worries.
So in the meantime, if I put you on speaker, or if I put you on hold, please try to be on that and do not hang up the call, okay?
Okay, no worries.
Yeah, be with me. Hello.
Hello, yes, hello.
Yeah, hi sir, sorry we disconnected somehow. Can you do one thing, sir? Can you minimize this page and go back to your home screen of your mobile where you can see the red and the white diamond color application, where you can see the cancellation ID 3995995777. Do you see that?
No, I'm just watching this thing doing its stuff.
Minimize this page, sir. Minimize. Minimize this page. Minimize this page.
Oh, radio.
Okay.
I don't know how to.
Minimize. On the very bottom of your mobile, you can see three icons. The rectangular, the circular one. You need to tap on the circle one, okay?
Oh, radio.
Yes. Tap the circle one.
Oh, radio. Okay, yep, I've got you. Sorry, yeah.
And you got the number?
Oh, how do I get there again? Go back to the...
Yes.
We're going to go back to the... Where are we going back to? The...
You can see a red... Yes, you can see all the small icon, like camera, gallery, contact, messages. You will find out something which says any desk.
Oh, radio.
Yeah.
Oh,
do you see the number?
Yes.
Do you see the number?
Yes, I can see the number. Yep.
You need to do the same thing as you done before, sir. If you can see start now, you need to tap on start now, okay? If you can see that. Tap on start now.
Oh, yeah, got that.
Now click on OK. Click on OK. Click on OK.
Yep.
Now go back to your home screen of your mobile. Go back to your home screen of your mobile. Minimize the spaces.
Oh, right. Yeah, right. I'll go to yep. Okay.
Wait for a second. Let me start the security scanning one more time because the security is getting disconnected. So you open the Google. You just open the Google.
Yep.
Yeah. Now click on Google. Yeah. And now do not do anything. Let the server help you.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you want, you can take a glass of water and make a cup of tea for you, sir.
Well, I've just done that. Just done that.
Okay, lovely.
Would this have anything to do with the AHM debacle?
What is that, sir? What is that?
Well, the health fund, the AHM health fund.
That was hacked here in Australia. There will be a possibility.
And Medibank Private? I'm not with Medibank Private, but I've got a policy with AHM.
Okay. Like, it is a life insurance you have?
No, health insurance policy.
Like a health insurance policy.
Because we need to do it safely,
one by one, and then we can just helping you to protect it, okay?
Yes, that is the thing.
So, first of all, let me cancel the charges. Whatever the amount is going to be hidden, we are going to just protect the amount and we are going to visible it. But first of all, we need to catch the hackers completely, okay? So just give me a moment. We have just traced down one hacker and let me just showing you the picture of that hacker. It will be coming up. Just give me a moment. Now wait.
So they're in America somewhere, I gather. Is that right?
Yeah. They are from the Mountain View, California. Let me just show you. Some are from the New York City either. So that's why. Now, can you see Interpol database? Interpol has just sent his picture.
So that is the person
whom we have traced down right now. That is one of the hacker that U.S. authorities has just sending us the Interpol database. So you understand why I have told you. Because let me make you understand one important thing. The thing is that I want to inform you, Interpol has just giving us the confirmation what happened. Some of the branch people, some of the bankers or the receptionists, what they exactly do, they are just simply making a team with the hackers. And what they do, they are just sending the details, okay, to the different people.
Mm-hmm.
Like suppose your details or lots of details, how your details is getting registered in the various platforms. So there will be a lot of bank people are involving inside them. Let me just show you. You see the database picture? You see that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So apart from that, let me just show you. I understand. So let me just show you. Sorry? Yeah.
Now a bit of a shady looking type.
Yeah, correct. Now, let me just show you the most important thing, sir. The thing is that, a few months ago, we got a news from the database. Like in the United Kingdom, there will be a famous bank known as Lloyds Bank, right? In the United Kingdom, in the London.
Yes.
I think that you have heard about it. So there will be a manager, like a security manager or a the bank manager, named as Jessica Harper was working. And what we do, she just make a tied up with those hackers and she just selling the details of their customers. The people who trust on the bank, they go to the bank and open account, but their details has been with the bankers, right, on their system. So she is going to selling all the details to the hackers, and they have been getting fraud about $1.3 million. Million pounds. Onto the United Kingdom. So you need to understand that what is going on, right?
Yes.
So let me just showing you why I have just told you, because sometimes you think that no, my bank people are very like they are very helpful or they do not do these kinds of things, right? But let me just simply showing you about the things. This is the BBC News, the very first BBC News. Now, can you see that?
I can.
Yeah. Now, read this. Okay. Read this, you will get to understand. Read this.
Yes.
Can you see Lloyds Bank worker Jessica Harper jailed for $2.4 million fraud?
Yes, I can see that. Yes.
Now, scroll down the page. You just scroll it down. Now, just see over there, a former Lloyds Bank worker in charge of online security. She is the banking security department, all right? And she got jailed for 5 years for over a $2.4 million fraud. Because what she have done in between 2007 to 2011, she have sold all the details of the customers to the hackers. So you understand?
Yes, I do.
And
yes.
She has linked up with the different country and the different branch information. So that is the same way those people can tied up with your bank receptionist or your bank managers, and they have the interlinked with those hackers, and they are going to steal your details. You understand?
Yes, I do.
That's why. Sometimes why the people are getting afraid to talk to the bank people, because the bank people don't want that your phones or they are going to be caught up. And that is the same strategy they have just tried to do. Suppose you go to the bank, they will just simply tell you like a lots of security questions so that you got afraid, and somehow they have got the chance to lock your account, lock your card. Because they don't want, they will got red-handed. Suppose if they are going to caught red-handed, their mastermind picture will be visible. And they are not going to just simply get their incomes by selling your information. Understand?
That's right. Yes.
So that is the same thing. I know that all the five fingers of the hand are not the same. But that doesn't mean that in the world there is only one people known as Jessica Harper can do the same thing. Apart from them, in the Australia, we have caught a lot of people who are just involving in those things, some of from the Bendigo Bank, some of from the Westpac Bank, because there will be a possibility they are getting interlinked. There will be a possibility a Combank security people are selling your information to the Westpac people, and they are just connected to the hackers. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what is going on in the whole country. And that is the thing. I just want to take a very major step to protect your account, protect your information, protect your funds. It is not just only about your funds. Suppose your funds are going to be stolen, it will be getting redeemed by the government. But what if the information are going to be stolen? Suppose somebody will stole your information, they can register in the different platform, and again you're getting the call that, sir, you have purchased something. Just tell me yes or no. You don't know what is happening. Sometimes you're getting a call from eBay, getting a call from Amazon, from PayPal, a lots of other platforms where your information are getting registered. Understand?
What happened?
In the meantime, if there any fraudulent activity will be found inside your account, inside your information, the cops will think that you are the mastermind who is doing these kinds of things. Right, and they're going to caught you or they're going to put an investigation on you, which we don't want. You understand completely, and that's why we have put the security, we have started the sale. So I just request you, I'll provide you my details, I'll provide you the customer ID number. In future, if you want to talk to me, you can just simply talk to me, but apart from me, do not talk to anybody else. Okay, if you talk to anybody, they will just try to manipulate you or try to steal your information again or try to break the security.
Okay.
Yeah. So you just simply wait for a second. Let me start the security one more time.
Yep.
Yeah, just give me a moment. And are you in the office or are you in the home?
Oh, I'm in my home, yeah. I'm on a farm, so.
All right, you are in the home. All right. So just give me a moment. And in the U.S., the same thing has been happened. This you can see on the United Kingdom. The Jessica Harper belongs to United Kingdom, the bank manager of the Lloyds. But the same thing has been happened either in U.S., United States. There will be a company known as GigSquad who is just providing the security services on the computers of the customers. Like, you know about the Windows? You know about that the Microsoft Windows is handling the Windows computer or Windows devices. So it's like the same way in the US, there will be a company known as GigSquad who are just taking care of the computers and the security of the nation. All right. And what one of the branch peoples of that GigSquad are just simply putting the securities and is stealing the details and selling it to the different peoples.
Right.
Understand?
Yes.
So that is the main thing has been happening.
Yep.
So you need to be with me. Let me check the security. And tomorrow, can you just tell me, sir, at what time you will be free so that I'll get in touch with you if I need to check any security things?
Yeah, well about this time would be...
Like after 2 o'clock you will be free, right?
Yes, should be, yes. Yep.
That's lovely. Okay.
You're in Melbourne, aren't you? You're in Melbourne, you said?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
You are in Melbourne, yeah. That's
right,
why your time is 1 hour, backward
before.
From our time. Oh, yeah, before our time, right.
You'd be staying close to 4 o'clock down your way, wouldn't it?
Correct.
Mm.
Yeah. So give me some time. Let me.
You're an eBay, aren't you? Is that right?
No. The previous guy whom you're talking before, he was from the eBay, and I'm from the anti-fraud department of the NCA. NCA stands for National Crime Agency, all right?
Okay, right.
Yeah. Suppose you call your bank to relate it to anything, they will connect the call to the anti-fraud department, right? So that is the same thing, yeah.
Okay.
So give me some time. Let me just check what I can do for you. Let me just check.
Good
day. Yeah.
So how long would this have been happening, do you think?
It will be happening because 96 times those people are trying to just stealing your information. That doesn't come in a single day, right? It is coming up from the last 3 or 4 weeks. And I do believe you are facing the same problem from the last 3 or 4 weeks. Do you see anything suspicious, like your card is not working, your internet is working slow, your banking application are getting crashed sometimes,
I haven't had that sort of situation, but I've had messages come up in my Gmail on my phone.
Correct. That's what happened.
From this
mysterious pump trying to get me to pick up this parcel. That is the thing. Sometimes you got the emails.
It looks like Australia Post, but I can tell that it's not.
I understand.
So I'm just being trying to brush it off and ignore it.
Correct. But if you ignore it, that doesn't mean that your informations are protected. Okay, sending you a cancellation message. You just press the home button. Wait for a second. Now, you opened the Commonwealth application. You got a message, bogus cancellation message, like an advertisement, like a cancellation thing. Now, can you see any message has been coming up? Because we have just cancelled.
Notification, netcode 525982.
Yeah, because we have just found a purchase has been made for 2500. Can you see that? Because we have moved the funds right now in the big amount, what happened, the hackers will active and they're just trying to stealing those things and we are going to catch them completely.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So if you want, you can write the code in a piece of paper. That code 525982, you can write it down in a piece of paper. Okay.
9, 8, 2.
Yeah. and be on that page. So you understand what is the whole scenario. Now what happened, once we are going to cancelling those things, there will be a possibility the funds are going to be hidden for the security thing. So once we hide the amount, what happened, the hackers think that they will successfully stolen the amount. But we will just catch them and we will just put them behind the bars. Understand?
Yes, good. Good.
Yeah.
Yes.
And once everything will be sorted out, your funds will be getting visible inside your account. So that is the same thing. They think that they can eat the food, they have the food in front of them, but they are not able to touch the food. That is the same thing. Because
right.
if we need to catch the big fishes, what we do? We just go to the riverside, we take a stick, we just simply attach some food and we just throw it inside the water, and once the fishes are getting attracted, we put the net to them, we throw the net towards them, and they will all caught it inside those net. Understand?
Yes.
So that is the same thing. Because you need to understand, a hacker does not come to your doorstep or knock your door to asking your permission to steal your information. Correct?
Correct, yes.
So
yes.
that is the same thing.
Yep, yep.
And when was the last time you just simply used your card for your online purchase or anything like that, sir?
It would have been yesterday.
Yesterday. And from which from which website you have purchased something?
Oh well, I was out and about yesterday. I had to go to a heart specialist in Brisbane.
Okay.
And I just used that debit card to pay my doctor.
Payment. Okay.
A bit of lunch and a haircut.
I understand.
Yes.
Now you just click on to your accounts, because you can see that 2500 we have just tried to cancel. Click on accounts. And you can see the amounts are still there over there because we have not traced them. Can you see that all of the amounts are there inside your account? Can you see that?
Yes, I can. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I need to check one more thing. Is your online purchase of the card is getting active or not? So look at the left-hand side top corner. Can you see there will be this circle? Left-hand side top corner where you see your first name and your last name.
Oh, yes, I will. Yes, yes, yes.
Lovely. Tap on that.
Right.
Now, once you tap on that, scroll down the page. First, you click on payment limit. Can you see any options called payment limit there?
Click on that.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Pay for BSB.
Yeah. Yeah. You can see that. Lovely. Yeah.
International money transfer deal.
Click on the back arrow.
Is the payment limit?
Yeah, click on the back arrow. Now please scroll down the page. Yeah, scroll down the page and check, do you see any option called card limits or anything like debit card like that, anything like that over? Anything card, or click on account and security. Do you see any options called account and security?
Oh, yeah, account and security, yes, I see that, yes.
Click on that.
I've clicked on that, yes.
And now check over there any debit card or anything is showing you. Scroll it down.
Account settings, default positive account. Closed F bank, accept overseas mobile payments.
Okay. You can't see any debit card like that, any debit card?
No, I can't.
You can't see. Alright.
Change PIN, fingerprint, location, base security, log off, register device,
okay.
Notification, security, tips how to keep your app safe and secure, account settings, default deposit
okay.
account. closed the thing, and it's sent over to your mobile phone. That's all I can see here.
But you can't see anything like debit card or credit card security like that?
No.
You can't
see?
No. All right. Now, most probably you are going to receive an email from our department very shortly, all right? So I'll let you know. You just log out from your account, sir. You log out. Or click on the back arrow. No, do not log out. Click on the back arrow. Yeah.
Back arrow.
Click on the back arrow one more time. Yeah.
I'm on the profile, on the account. Here we go.
Now, can you see at the bottom something called cards at the bottom?
Cards.
Yeah.
The cards one.
Yeah.
Cards one.
Yeah. Press on cards. Yeah.
Press on cards. Gotcha.
Yeah. And do you, apart from that one MasterCard, do you have any credit card, sir? Any other credit card?
Yes, I do. I've got a...
You do? You have the credit card? Yeah, because I need to put the security onto the credit card either. Okay. No problem. So just scroll the options to the top. Scroll it down a little bit. Scroll it down.
Scroll it down.
Yeah. Now click on go to card settings. Do you see any options?
Yeah, got a guess. Yep, press there. It's still got the debit MasterCard coming up on the...
Go, scroll it down, scroll it down, scroll it down.
Yes.
Just wait for a second.
Yes.
Okay. Now just give me a moment. Just be with me. Now you just log out from your account. So log out from your account.
Log out?
Yeah. Log out from your account.
That.
Yeah, click,
I just press
click.
That.
X.
Oh, your audio.
Yeah.
And just go back to the first screen, is what you're saying?
Yeah. Now go to your home. Go to your home. And the way you log out from your account, just get out. Just simply log out from your account.
So you want me to be out of the Commonwealth altogether?
I'll tell you. You just simply log off. You just log off and close the home button.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And okay. Here we go.
Go to your home screen.
Yep.
Now wait for a second. Once you receive any email from the NCA department, please do let me know.
Okay. An email or a message?
Email.
Email, okay. So it'd be Gmail, would it?
Yeah, Gmail.
Well, there's only one message back at 1:51.
Yeah. Which we have just simply hide that amount because we have cancelled that, and that is the reason.
Yeah.
You have got the email.
Yep. Can I ask you about another kind of message that I've been getting?
I get you, pardon? Yeah.
I get messages from like you're familiar with Bunnings, aren't you? Bunnings in Australia, the hardware people. I get
hardware people. Okay.
Sorry. I get texts or emails from them sometimes saying congratulations, confirmation about orders to my IN link email address.
Now let me tell you, you need to understand the emails. There will be a random emails the people are trying to sending you, because there will be a link will be mentioned. Okay, by clicking the link, your informations are getting shared. And
right.
That is the reason we just simply... And do you receive any email from our department, National Crime Department?
I have some emails, Just open now.
Open that.
National Crime Department, Commonwealth Shield activated.
Yeah, open that, because you know that we have already started the seal, the security seal inside your account. So just read the email for me.
Yes, dear Ian, we hereby want to inform you that we have found 7 hackers inside your network, and we have successfully blocked one hacker from us. So kindly cooperate with the security.
So you have already seen that one hacker's picture in front of you. So that is the email, okay? Okay, you just simply press the home button. You are going to receive another code onto your application. Go to your Commonwealth application, and very shortly you are going to receive a cancellation code.
Hello?
Log into your Commonwealth application. You are going to receive another code, sir. The cancellation code. Wait for a second. Yeah, wait for a second. It will be coming up. So you understand the things. You have received the email. Now, out of 7 hackers, we have already traced down 1 hacker, which you just simply get that location or get the face of the person, right? From the Interpol database. And there are 6 other hackers inside your account we need to catch completely. You understand?
Right, yes.
Because we have activated the sales onto your account, and it will be take near about 24 to 48 hours to activate the whole procedure of the sales. And between that time, those hackers will be getting caught, and we will be just catch them and put them behind the bars completely, okay? So I am just requesting you, without my confirmation, please do not do any kind of online purchase or any online payments from your Commonwealth Bank. Understand?
Yes, no worries. Yes.
Suppose you have any upcoming bills, you can make the payment. You can just make the payment, but do not move any of your funds without my confirmation. Because right now you have just moved the funds, 20,000, from your account, from your Gold Saver to your Smart Access, so that the seal will be active. But you did not need to move. Suppose I hang up the call and you just move the funds to your Gold Saver once again. So what happened? The security will be disconnected. Understand?
Yes, okay.
So without my confirmation, you did not need to discuss these things to anybody. Because if you just simply discuss these things to anybody, somebody has told you to call your bank to just simply check the security, they are going to lock your account, and again, your everything or every... like time which we spend, it will be getting collapsed. Everything will be wasted. Understand?
Yes, I understand.
Yeah, so that's why you have received the email. If you need anything, you can just send us the email, send us the reply that please call me or this type of things. I have just found this suspicious things. Please call me like that. Understand? And then I'll get in touch with you directly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we are just waiting for the call. Wait for...
How do I contact you, though?
You can contact us with the email, all right? Because the thing is that there will be the fire breakdown is going on, and that's why the lines are busy right now. So I'll provide you the number very shortly, but if it is very important, you can just send us the email. We will just receive the email, and we will directly getting in touch with you. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Because the thing is that sometimes we don't know the hackers will get to hear or get to just know about the security. Suppose they will get to know because their one people has already caught down. So out of the 7, those 6, there will be getting the notification that the security is going on. That's why one of them has been caught red-handed. All right. So they're just trying to blocking the securities. So they're just trying to blocking the numbers. So that's why we are just providing you the call from the end-to-end encryption line, which means whatever we just do, it will be between us. Not any third party will get to know that. And that's how we just protect your account, each and everything. Yeah. So give me a moment.
Yes, Rodia.
You just simply log out from your account and just log in, close the application, check, close the application.
Close it, okay, so.
Yeah. Close it completely from the background and open the application one more time. And check you got any code over there or not. Commonwealth application. Open up the Commonwealth application.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So just go to the Commonwealth site?
Yeah, yeah, correct, correct. Open that.
Okay. Log on?
Yeah, try to log on. Check, do you got any codes, any messages? Yeah, you got any codes? Click on notifications, press on notifications. Click on view all on the notifications.
That's good news. Your interest rate has increased.
Okay.
Update your app.
Okay, okay. Now wait for a second. You have not received any message? You have not received any message?
No.
And apart from okay, let me just check. Now just give me a moment. Let me just close that application from the background, and then you need to open that once I told you. Wait for a sec. Now wait for a second. Once I tell you, then you need to open that application. Just wait for a second. Just give me 2 minutes, sir, all right? Give me 2 minutes.
No worries.
Yeah.
What's the weather like in Melbourne today?
Wait for a second. I'm just simply checking the security. Wait for a second.
Oh, no worries. No worries. Yeah.
Yes. Are you just telling me something, sir?
Oh, no, just making conversation. Just wondering what the weather was like out there today.
The weather. Weather. I'm inside the office right now, but the weather looks like sunny. The weather is sunny.
Okay.
I can see the temperature is near about 28 degrees right now. I feel like comfortable because I am inside the office and the AC is working, so I feel comfortable. And how's the weather in your place, sir?
Oh, we had a bit of rain here today.
Okay,
rain.
Oh, yes, because I have also talked. I have a customer. I have a different client who is from the Queensland. So, yesterday either. There will be the raining is going on, right?
Yes, it is raining today. Yeah.
So that is the same thing. Yeah, yes. Which is very good.
Very good. I was a dairy farmer once.
So what's your hobby?
I'm a farmer.
You are the farmer.
I was a dairy farmer, but I gave that away about 4 or 5 years ago.
So that was very good. That today is rainy day. And it will be very good for your farming, like that, right?
Very good, yes, very nice.
That's lovely. That's lovely, sir. And what about your family? Like, you live alone or you live with your family or your wife or your children?
I live for myself, so I've got a girlfriend or a lady friend. Both in our 50s, but she lives in Ipswich. So,
That's
about half an hour's drive from here, so it's always good to catch up with her.
That's lovely.
Got family, got two older sisters, both got families. Sisters away from me, one at Ipswich and one at Mount Tambourine, so. Yeah.
And it seems to be you are a hard-working person.
I try to.
Yeah. Can you just open the application? You got a message. Can you just open up the Commonwealth application?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Click on you have notification, tap on that.
No, it's just about the the interest rate again and the updating the app. That's all I've got in the messages there.
Okay.
And you're not the for you. There's a for you like business again with a star.
And
but
you are not
there.
Okay.
I'm just checking if there's anything in that, but I don't think there is.
Okay.
No, it's just information. How to access
no
the
problem.
App.
Do not touch anything. Wait for a second. Do not touch anything.
Yes.
And you have not received any of the messages. Wait for a second. Let me just check. And open up your text message and check. Do you receive any message from the Commonwealth?
No, nothing here. Nothing from Commonwealth in the messages, no.
Okay. Okay, just give me a moment then.
Okay.
Actually, for upgrading the security shield, we need to update your application. Can you see update your app? There is a new version of the app. So that's why sometimes the notifications are not coming up.
Okay.
For a second. Yeah. Now... it is installing.
Yeah.
So once you see open, press on open.
It's still circling. Why till it stops circling?
Yeah. The thing is that you told me that there will be the heavy raining is going on, and that's why your network is... Sometimes you know that due to the rain, the network is not working properly, or internet is very slow, and that's why it will take some time.
I've noticed that, yeah. I've got a dish on the roof here for it, so I suppose that might be the reason
That's why.
There we go. Now we're open.
Press on open. Yeah.
Yep. Here we go. Rewards.
No,
you have another notification.
Put the pin. Put the pin.
Here we go.
Yeah. Now wait for a second. It will be coming up. Now we have started the security. Just give me a moment. And go to your account. Now, as we have just cancelled the amount, can you see that the amount has been getting on hidden? We have just hide the amount to just distract those people. Can you see that?
Right. Yeah, I can see that.
Yes. So that is the amount we have just successfully hide from your account. Okay. So nothing to be worried about.
Right.
Once the security will be done, we are just going to just visible that amount to your own account, okay? So nothing to be worried about. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So we are just taking care. Wait. So just be with me for a while.
No worries.
Right. Now, in the meantime, you just log out from your account. You just log out from your account. So that is the trap we are just simply making to catch those people. So you understand the whole procedure, correct?
I do now. Yes,
yeah.
I do.
So you go to your home screen. Yeah, go to your home screen. Press the home screen. And let me start the scanning one more time for you. Just give me a moment. I'm sorry it will taking some time. It will taking some time. All right.
That's all right. That's all right.
Yeah. Just give me a moment.
Yep.
And if you want, you can eat something, sir. If you want, you can eat something. Because I believe you put me on speaker, correct? I do believe you have put me on speaker.
Yes, I'm here on speaker, yes.
Okay. And suppose the call is getting disconnected somehow because the network is weaker into your place. So don't get worried about it. I'm just calling you back one more time, okay?
Okay, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, sir. I can hear you.
I must apologize for my behavior earlier on with you.
No problem, sir. I understand. You did not need to tell me sorry for that. I understand that this is the common sense that you are a normal people. You don't know anything about the security. You are angry at that time onto me.
Yeah.
I understand. And I respect it because if I will be there onto your place, I will be very suspicious about my account, about my information. I will be getting angry. But no problem. You just simply apologize. That's an achievement for me, sir. That's an achievement for me that I am able to make you understand those things.
That's right. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for that.
Well, I shouldn't have carried on the way I was.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No problem, sir. No problem. Don't be feel guilty, sir. No problem. Yeah.